Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Talroz Automotive Components Limited Q1 FY23 earnings conference call. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in a listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Anuj Talwar, Joint Managing Director of Talroz Automotive Components Limited. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Talwar.
Yeah, thank you so much. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to our Q1 FY23 earnings call. I hope you all are staying safe and healthy. On the call today, I'm joined by Mr. Naveen Juneja, our Director on the Board and our Group CFO, SGA, our Investor Relations advisors. The results and the presentation are uploaded on the stock exchange and the company website. I hope everyone has had a chance to look at it. Let me begin with the industry and the economy overview. The auto comp industry has been doing better in the last few months, thanks to rising demand, consumer confidence in the rural areas, the easing of the semiconductor supply issues, and the declining commodity prices. As per data published by SIAM during the period of April to June 2022, auto sales soared across the board. Recent auto sales figures supported by auto OEMs continue to show an uptrend, and it is anticipated that this trend will continue in the Q2 as well as we approach the festive season and having a great monsoon. In fact, our key customers have indicated a positive growth for this year, and I'm sure that you'll be reading in the media every other day we get a very strong picture about the auto industry. For the quarter gone by, our revenues increased by 11% YOY to 154 crores. Our EBITDA increased by 9% and to 21 crores, and our PAT increased by 20% YOY to 12 crores. We're keeping pace with the ever-evolving technology to be at the forefront of all revolutions. Our core company, Gaskets and Forgings, have done extremely well. Forging has had a slight issue due to the euro, which Mr. Juneja will explain in the question of the session, and also a lot of its customers had a semiconductor issue in Europe, as we export about 48% from our forging business line. Gaskets continues to be very strong. We dominate the Indian market. Our market share is over 50% in the gasket business. We've just added a new product line called Heat Shields, which we'll also talk in the question of the session, adding new customers and new geographies. Our joint ventures are doing extremely well, whether it is the Marelli joint venture, which is doing a lot of work for Tata Motors and especially a lot for the EV vehicles, is doing extremely well. Even our other joint venture, Talroz Marugu, is looking at ramping up its revenue due to a big demand with Maruti. As a group, with 100% of revenues of our standalone businesses, Gaskets and Forging and our joint ventures, we achieved a turnover of 238 crores for quarter one. 154 crores being the Indian accounting standards, but as a company as a whole, we achieved the highest of 238. We continue to remain a very hedged auto comp company, with no customer being more than about 10%-11% of our revenue and being hedged in our domestic sales. About 23% of revenue comes from two and three-wheelers, 27% comes from passenger vehicle segment, 32% comes by commercial vehicles, and 13% by agri and off-roader. Our exports are doing well, as I mentioned earlier, with forging being almost about 48% of revenue coming exports. Our export portfolio is around 25%. We just announced very recently that we won an order of about 400 crores, which will get commercialized in the next 4 to 6 years. These orders are across all our divisions, gaskets, forging, chassis, and rubber. We're proud to say we've also entered into a new segment, which is agri and off-highway in the overseas market. And of this particular order book, about 18%, 1/8, will come from electric vehicles. We are investing in technologies which will take us, make us stronger both in the domestic market and the global market as well. I request Mr. Juneja now to take you through all the numbers.
Thank you, Anuj. Yeah. Good afternoon and a warm welcome to all the participants. Let me begin with the financial overview. In the gasket division, including Nippon Leakless Elbows, for Q1 of FY23, our standalone gasket sales was rupees 106 crores as against 88 crores in Q1 of FY22, a growth of 20%. Total revenue of Nippon Leakless was 22 crores in FY22 as compared to 13 crores in Q1 of FY22, a growth of 69%. This segment saw a combined EBITDA of 18.6 crores in Q1 of FY23 versus 14.2 crores in Q1 of FY22, a growth of 31%. Now coming to the forging division, revenue in Q1 of FY23 grew by 4% to 49 crores as against 51 crores in Q1 of FY22. This was primarily because of the huge power cuts in the month of April and May in Bawal area, so the forging plant could not achieve the optimum level of capacity utilization, which led to a production and sale loss in Q1 of FY23. The value of that was around 3 crores approximately. For Magneti Marelli Chassis System Private Limited, revenue for Q1 FY23 stood at 45 crores versus 32 crores in Q1 of FY22, registering a growth of 40%. For Turbo Margo, the revenues stood at 17 crores in Q1 of FY23 versus 12 crores in Q1 of FY22, a growth of 36%. For FY23, we are working on multiple orders across exports and domestic market and across various segments of OEMs. We remain confident of achieving growth over FY22 in revenue terms. However, we are facing medium-term challenges on raw materials, inflation, logistics, etc. We will refrain to in guiding margins for FY23 and revisit post the second quarter. Structurally and long-term basis, we believe that we are in substantial margin improvement. This is all from our side, and I would like to open the floor to a question and answer.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question at this time may press star then one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and then two. Participants are requested to please use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Again, participants who wish to ask a question may enter star one now. Our first question is from the line of Shalini Gupta from East India Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. So I have two questions. One is that the order book that you were saying, I just wanted to understand what's the sanctity of that order book. Why I'm asking you this question? Because a couple of weeks back, we saw another auto ancillary company and their orders were cancelled by the company they were going to be supplying to. So if you could just comment on this.
Yeah, I would like to answer your question. First of all, these are the confirmed orders, and there is no question of cancelling them. In some cases, we have received the tool advances also, number one. And these are the new products, new customers, some are new customers. Some are We have entered into some agreements with them in some cases. And these orders are just, I can tell you, in gasket division is 39 crore per annum. In forging division is 24 at present, but we expect this 24 to become 40 in next 45 days. I think so. In magnetic mail is around 23 crores, out of which 18 crores is around, if we divide by around 4 to 5 crores is approximately in EV vehicles. So combined total 85 crores is per annum business. For a period of 4 to 6 years, it will be around 400 crores. These are confirmed orders. These are not going to cancel. Some cases we are receiving advances also. This is what I can say.
Okay. Sir, at my end, like as an investor, what should I look out for to make sure that the order book that a company is saying is actually, not open to being cancelled? I just wanted to check at my end as an investor, what should I look for?
You should look.
Bank, you have a look.
Yeah. I'm
carry on. No, please carry on.
First of all, you need to see the track record of the company. We have got customers. We are working with them for so many years. And what about that? These are the customers which are renowned customers. These are customers which are working in the group, with the group for so many years. These are customers which are not small companies. They are not replacement market companies. These are the big OEMs of the world. So in that case, when they enter with you, they enter with a long-term perspective. We have long-term contacts with them in some cases.
Sure. And so
I'd like to add also one point out here. A lot of our relationship with our customers go back many, many years, number one. It's based on trust and delivery. The other thing I'd like to also answer is that a lot of our customers today in India, and we are pretty much single source with them. So that's the kind of faith and belief that they have on the brand. And getting a customer today in a global scenario, in an Indian scenario, is getting tougher. Takes a lot of validation, takes a lot of efforts. All I can say is that we've received some advances, some prototype toolings from them. So it should be okay. There's no problem at all. It's all trust and delivery, which is built over the last many, many years.
Yes. And so my second and last question, like everybody is talking about the chip shortage easing. So I just wanted to check what in your opinion is the reason for the chip shortage easing. Is it because new capacities have come up, or is it that China lockdown is no longer there? I mean, China, the lockdown has been withdrawn. So what in your opinion is the reason for the chip shortage?
Even our own country today, India, is looking to develop chip manufacturing. So a lot of new capacities have come on board. That's what's happened. And that is the reason for it.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we'd like to remind participants that you may enter star 1 to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Dipen Shah, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, and thank you for taking my question. I had a question on the margins. Mr. Juneja, you alluded to the fact that, there have been some issues in the raw material pricing, because of which you are not able to guide on the margins. Could you just elaborate a bit more on that, and maybe also by when do you think you should be able to get a clear view? Thank you.
So, thank you, Mr. Shah. There are some pressures on the margins. One is because of the import, the dollar price. We are importing in gasket a lot of stuff, which is, I think, the cost of which has gone up because of the dollar appreciating. And number two, and some critical raw materials of rubber, we are facing problem of prices. But these prices are recoverable. 90% plus are recoverable from the customers. Of course, it takes one or two quarters to recover. We have launched the price increases. And by the end of the year, you can see that our margins, which are originally there, will be there. We are not worried about that, but it's a time lag only. That is the only thing. Sometimes it affects like delivery also. Sometimes we need to pick some critical raw material by ear, which add to some cost. Except that, everything is fine.
But in the first quarter, was there any impact of this raw material?
Yes, of course. There, the dollar went from 75, 76 to 80 in the first quarter itself.
Mm-hmm.
So, and some material prices also increased in this quarter. We have already on the price increase, and you will see the effect of that in the coming quarters. It will be effect in the sense positive effect. We will be able to recover the price increase.
Okay. Sorry to just stretch it a bit. So,
quarter by quarter. It's, at the end of the year, you will see everything will be recovered.
Achha. So, I just wanted to ask whether second quarter could be worse off than first quarter or maybe...
No, it should not be worse. It should be not worse.
It should not be worse than the first quarter.
Not at all.
And overall, from the OEM side, sir, we are seeing some positive comments coming across, except for the lower end.
Yeah, Anu just told you, positive comments are going across. And we are looking for a healthy order book going forward. And PV, as you know, PV are doing very well. Maruti has given very good numbers for this quarter. It will, and Tata Motors, PV, so passenger vehicle has very good numbers. Both Marelli and Margo are banking on these orders and they are doing very well. They did perform very well in the month of July. And for the gasket side, we are also doing very well. And the forging, the export is a little muted in the month of August because of the holidays there in the month of August in the whole Europe. But it will be recovered in the second half of time. That is every year it happens, nothing new.
Yeah. In terms of new model launches, sir, could you just guide us a bit on which all new models have you been selected for? That is the new model.
We've been selected. We've added some new customers in India. We've added Hyundai as a new customer. So the new SUVs, we are a part of their journey. Maruti, the new variants that have been launched, we are a part of that as well. Tata Motors, we're very, very aggressive with our Marelli joint venture. So all their new models, the EV, the Punch, the Hornbull, we are a part of that also. We're also part of Jaguar Land Rover vehicles globally, the Discovery Sport, the Range Rover Sport, and the Range Rover. So we are in a healthy situation. It looks good. It looks very, very good actually. I mean, the little slump of August is there a little bit, but I think the commentary is so positive from OEMs, even two wheelers. If you look at our two wheelers growth also been pretty strong. All that commentary was coming earlier, EV, this, that, whatever, but even two wheelers looking very, very strong.
Okay. Right. Thank you so much, Anuj and Mr. Juneja. All the very best.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Our next question is from the line of Shikha Mehta from Equity Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. I just have a couple of questions. Could you give me a capacity utilization across all the segments?
Yeah, I will give you that. The capacity utilization, if we... Just a second for me. Yeah. It's approximately... In case of gasket, it's around 87 to 88%. In forging division, it's 78%. In nipple leakless, it's around 80%. In magnetic melee, around 75%. In Margo, in the case of anti-vibration, is 90%. In the case of hose, is 35% in the first quarter.
Okay, this is the Q1. And so currently, are we outsourcing anything?
Outsourcing in the sense we are doing some OSP work. Some machining is forging, some low-end machining is being outsourced. And similarly, some in gasket, some low-end processes are being outsourced. That's all.
Okay. And so could you also throw some light on how our products are doing in Europe currently, given the demand slowdown?
Pardon me, can you repeat the question again? Sorry about that.
How we're doing in Europe broadly, given the slowdown?
Yeah. Europe is not bad. Of course, it's a little slow. The BMW sale is a little down, I can say. But even in the case of GKN, the sale is a little down. And but not in the case of JLR. We are doing okay there. And rest of gas is okay. In forging, it's little down because of, first of all, chip shortages. Second, in the month of August, especially, there are holidays. So, mm-hmm. but the yearly projections are good. There is no doubt over that.
So we don't expect to degrow in...
Nothing major. Maybe okay. 2% here and there, that's all. 2-3% here and there. Nothing major. But we are adding some new customer also, which will start converting into the commercial business in the third quarter and fourth quarter of this year.
Okay. And also the semiconductor shortage issue seems to be... It seems to be easing out. Are we witnessing that in our product ranges as well? Are we seeing demand improve?
I think it's not been 100% over. In the low-end cars, I think it's over. In the low-end car, like of Maruti's and Tata Motors, in the case of high-end cars, BMW, Volvo, and those stuff is still there. It's not 100% over.
Hmm.
Now, in India, I think Kia has also increased the production. It means some relief they have got from China or from somewhere.
Right. Okay, sir. I'll come back in the queue. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Hiten Boricha from Joindra Capital. Please go ahead. Mr. Boricha?
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, sir, you are.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity, sir. So I have two questions. The first one is on the revenue growth. So you mentioned the commentary from the OEM was very good and we are seeing a very good traction here. So what kind of revenue visibility we have in this year, like double-digit growth or anything, any color on that? And the second question is on the order book, sir. So after receiving the 400 crores order book, order now. So, what is the current order book?
So, first of all, I want to tell you regarding the outlook of top line outlook. Of course, we are very optimistic of it. We are working, and if the things remain, whatever we are hearing from the OEMs, we should be able to minimum double digit growth. We are looking in the top line for this financial year, number one. And how double digit, we can't say that it's 11% or plus how much, it depends on how the things move in future also. Because of daily you are listening, sometimes Taiwan is China, Taiwan, etc. I don't know what will happen there. Secondly, your question was on the order book. Order book is, we get the orders from OEMs and the export customers. First it's annual order we get from the export customers, and then it's a 3 months rotating order we get. And in the case of OEM also we get 3 years order, but the order, indicative orders, but at the end of beginning of the month, the order sometimes goes up and sometimes come down also, depending on their demand. And it's not depend on our product. There are other products to be in engine or in the vehicle which has to be there. Sometimes we lose business because some other components are not available with them. It happened in the past. But still we are, order book is okay, healthy. And we are working for a double-digit top line.
But can you quantify the order book?
So we can't quantify. Please understand. Okay. Nobody can quantify.
Okay.
So you can't. This is not a guarantee order of our Maruti will give you, I will take this much vehicles for different vehicles. Every month, they give an indicative forecast for 3 months.
Correct.
Then it is confirmed at the beginning of the month only.
Okay, understood.
Yeah.
And sir, yeah, on the margin
for this quarter, Maruti is healthy. Tata Motors is very healthy. That's it.
Understood, sir. Sir, and on the margin part, just a clarification. You mentioned we are going to at least maintain this 13% kind of margin, right?
But it will grow. It will further grow. Don't worry. It will grow.
Okay. So we are not seeing any negative impact because of
no negative.
No, we should better it.
I don't know, it will be better. It will not worry.
Okay. I'll come back in the queue, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, before we take the next question, we'd like to remind you that you may enter *1 to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Jyoti Singh from Arihant Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. My question is on a heat shield side, as it's been in a traction. So how much revenue we have in Q1 FY23 And what is your outlook on the digital side as we also got the order? So how much growth we are going ahead, we are expecting? And also, we are facing any issue on the Europe side?
Okay. Now coming to the heat shield. In the first quarter, I think we have done a business around 8 crores. But I want to tell you the commercial business of Hyundai is yet to start it in next 3 weeks. Okay, samples have gone, they are accepted, they want to visit the plant, they will visit anytime now, and the commercial supply will start from, I think from next month it will start the Hyundai heat shield supply. Maruti launches are there in October, September, October, when the Maruti business will start. At present, if I have the order book, which is under implementation or under development, et cetera, is to the extent of 40 crore plus I have got at present for the heat shield. And we are negotiating the new businesses of heat shield also with other customers, and we are hopeful that within the next 3-4 years, this business can touch up to 60 to 70 crores easily. Now coming the export orders, I want to repeat it, there is no doom in export order. It's just a temporary phase, and August is always down, but it's not that bad. JLR is doing very well. We are getting, Dana is okay, and other customers of gas are fine. There's no problem, but it's a little bit down because August generally close there. There's nothing major problem is there.
Okay, thank you, sir. And sir, also my question is on the August side. I mean, as we have almost whole month holiday, so because of that, we will see any impact?
No, not major. Nothing major. No impact. Every year it happens, no? Every year it happens.
Yeah.
There's no major impact. There's no major impact. Please. I want to say, please don't worry. There's no major impact.
Yeah, I know. This is
We have a lot of seasonal holidays that happen in India in August. It happens in the U.S. It happens in Europe. But this is a part that's already factored into the schedule of the customers. The good thing is that there's a big pent-up demand in the auto industry. That is what we should look at. Big pent-up demand.
Okay. And also
People
on the
are waiting.
Europe side. Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, on the Europe side, we are facing any issue because of the energy price hike?
No, we are not busy. At present, no.
Okay. Any expectation for future?
The energy?
Yes, on the energy front, as mostly.
That I can't comment, but the schedules we are getting from the customer is perfectly fine. They're showing good growth.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank
Our
you.
next question is from the line of Manikandan Prabhu S. from MKP Securities. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello, sir. I have a couple of questions.
I'm sorry to interrupt. May I request you to please use your handset instead of speakerphone if you're not clearly audible?
Yeah, okay. Hello, could you hear me?
Yes, sir. Please proceed.
Yeah. Actually, I have a question on domestic and export setup. While comparing to the last year, from the last year, so the export contribution is coming down. So is it any plan to expand the export direction, or how it will be in future? That is my first question. And my second question is, like, we got an order on 400 crores as a new order. In that, how much contribution from export?
Yeah, I will answer the question. First of all, you are saying share is, my export is coming down. Okay, first you are there. If I see in Q1, if I total standalone business, last year, my export was in Q1, just a minute, my export was 42.77 crores on standalone business. This year is 41. Okay, number one.
Okay.
One of the reasons of lower export was non-availability of container. In forging division, sorry, gasket division, 2.2 crore of export couldn't be shipped because of non-availability of container, and it went on 10th July. The material is lying in my FGS. So, if the container was available, I would have crossed this order. this export first year, first quarter. Please, I want to say my export will grow this year as compared to last year. I want to repeat that question first. You will see the good traction coming in the next three quarters. My overall export for this financial year will be more than last financial year, number one, on a combined basis. Now coming to MMT. MMT export in the first quarter was around 6 to 7 crores. Last year total export was around 20 crores. This year MMT export will cross 40 crore plus. This I'm telling you, because we've got very good orders and supplies are starting in the month of September onwards. Okay. So on the export front, there is no problem. We will, as a group, I will have a very positive growth in the export book, number one. Number two query was regarding, can you repeat, sorry, I forgot.
In the upcoming order, like we had an order of...
Out of this 400 crores, my export order book is around, if I take 400 into, just a minute, it's around 30%. 30% is my export orders out of this. We are big OEMs in Europe, UK. UK, one is out of which 80 to 100 crore is for a very, very big off-highway customers, new customer we have added in UK. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So our endeavor, and what Mr. Naveen said right now, our endeavor is that we would try and go up to about 20 to 30% exports. It's a healthy product mix for our group. Hello?
Okay.
And at the same time, you know, now because of COVID decisions are over, our teams are now going ahead and participating in shows in Hanover, in Las Vegas, in Frankfurt, going back to the trade shows, going back to meet the customers. You know, so that is a very positive sign also. Because last 2 to 3 years, everything was done only on repetition and on Zoom. But at the end of the day, now they're meeting their customers yet again. So you see a lot of traction exports.
Don't worry, it is much more than last year. That I can guarantee you.
We are very, very confident about exports. Because, you know, if you look at it in the gasket market today, we're already 50% in India. We may become 51 or 52 or 53 or 54. But globally, there's a huge potential for gaskets and heat shields and for forging and for chassis.
Okay, so can we have a vision like next 5 years the export contribution will be 30 to 40% most of that, or it will be a domestic dominating player like that?
Like I mentioned to you that we would try and target between 20 to 30% on a higher turnover. Because India is also going very aggressively. Please understand that the Indian market. The next 3 to 5 years is going to go very, very aggressively. Commercial vehicles, passenger vehicles, tractors, then 2-3-wheelers. So on a higher base, we should be about 20 to 30%, 28 to 30%.
Okay. Sir, the last question, like how much the margin, in margin front, how much we can get from export orders, like compared to domestic, how much difference we can get from the order?
Yeah, it's generally 2 to 3% higher than the domestic market.
Okay. Thank you for that.
Thank you, sir. Our next question is from the line of Deepak, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, Deepak, please proceed.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. My question has already been asked.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Ashay Jain from Jain Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. So I have a couple of questions. Firstly, sir, have we taken any hit on account of currency depreciation in our export segment?
Yeah, on the export segment, we are hedging our currency, but on the import side, we are not doing that. Generally, 30 to 40% we are hedging on our export front.
Okay. Secondly, sir, can you throw some light on the customer mix for the quarter?
Pardon me?
Can you throw some light on the customer mix for this quarter?
Yeah, we can. I will tell you the customer mix. Just a minute. Just a second.
The
Yeah, I will give you the breakup.
Yeah.
Just a second, Jim. Just a second. Yeah. You want the customer wise, if you see the, I will give you division wise. Okay?
Okay.
In the gasket front, in the Q1, my Tata Cummins did a sale of 16.174 crore, Bajaj did a 14.52, Tata Motors did a 7.22, VCV did 5.25, Hero Motor Corp 4.25, John Deere 3.5 crores, Tata Cummins India 3 crores. These are major customers. Cummins USA did 2.5 crores. On the forging front, BMW 11 crores, Dana Italy 9 crores, JLR again 6 crores, GKN Italy 5 crores, Ferraro Export 4 crores, then comes the Dana Spicer India, Dana Spicer 4 crores India. Nippon Leakless, Hero Motor Corp around 11.5 crores, Honda 6 crores, we have two major customers there. In the Marelli, Maruti India did a business of 19.5 crores, Tata Motors around 8.5 crores, Jaguar 7 crores, and rest are small. And the Margo front, Maruti did a business of 5 crores, and Suzuki Gujarat did a business of 2 crores, if we add it 7 crores. And the rest are again, majorly those customers, these are the breakup, broad breakup.
Okay, sir. Yeah, thank you. That's all from me.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Priyanka Shah from KK Advisors. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for the opportunity. So, what is the CAPEX guidance for FY23?
Yeah, in the CAPEX on the gasket front, we are doing CAPEX of around 18 to 20 crores, which will include the new shield line, already 90% done, and IVH gasket, which is around 7 to 8 crores, plus some balance, some machine for laser welding we are putting, which is around 3.5 crores. The total about 15 to 20 crores in between. In the forging front, we'll do a CAPEX of around 12 to 15 crores in forging business. And rest are in Meritimeli around 5 to 7 crores. Margo will do 5 crores. Nippon around 1.5 crores.
Okay, sir. And any plans on the debt reduction? And can you mention the gross and net debt figure?
Ma'am, we are working toward that, but you know that with the increase in turnover, you require some more materials. My money blocked in debtors also, and to that extent, we are trying to squeeze that. We are not trying to increase that. And term loan front, we are trying to maintain the same amount because for the capexes, we need to borrow money from the banks also to some extent. We can't do 100% of our own. So at present, my 30th June, my total is around 92 to 93 crore is my total borrowing, which include term loan of around 15 crores, balance is working capital. But
can you share, Mr. Vineja, can you share them what is now our debt to equity ratio? It's come down.
We will share in the month of September, and when the balance sheet, we will discuss the balance sheet also. It will come down further. It was 0.31 and on 30th March, it will come down further by September.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Our next question is from the line of Nagesh Rajana from NR Family Office. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Congratulations to the team on another outstanding performance. Just one quick question, because I think there seems to be a lot of euphoria around the growth. The industry seems to be doing well. You seem to have got large orders and you have some great export plans. Is there a kind of a compounded annual growth rate estimation for the next, 3 to 5 years, which you have both on the revenue and the margin side?
Yeah, on the revenue side, we are working on double-digit growth every year, number one. Double-digit growth we are looking for.
Double-digit is a very...
I know,
but... You have to help us with some kind of a clarity. Because when you say double digit, it could actually range from, you know, 10 to 99.
I know what we are talking about.
I think you probably will have to be a little more fairer and little more transparent to the investor community.
The market is such, you know that, how the things are moving. Nobody, we keep in mind something, but at the end of the day, something else happened. So one has to be really careful. Of course, we will can discuss with you when we'll meet you, and we have some plans, but it's not, I can't announce these plans. I have some long-term plans. I have very much long-term plan, double-digit growth plan, and bottom line, decent EBITDA improvement plans in mind. But
now, with due respect to you, Mr. Taneja, I think you will also have to appreciate, because, you know, either you can actually give a broad range saying, you know, let's say 15 to 20% or a 20 to 25%. You know, if you can actually give us some broad range, because at the end of the day, you have an industry picture. You have so much of experience. I think all that knowledge and wisdom of yours should help us to get some, you know, a specific range. Double digit is either too vague and a too broad a range. I hope you respect it. Yeah,
I respect that, but let me give some time to come back on this, please.
And let me change the question. What's your vision in terms of your top line, let's say from a 3 to 5 year perspective? Would you be targeting an X revenue?
From 3 to 3 years vision, of course, my vision in the gasket business to top 600 crore business top line, in the forging to 400 crores. And maritimely, vision is around 350 to 400 crores.
At a consolidated level, Mr. Taneja, if we have to look at, say, 2025.
No, nobody can predict, confirm 2025. No. We have a vision to work, we are working towards that. Nobody has business for 2025 today. We have to set a goal and we have to work towards that.
No, with due respect,
this is not a firm. This goes up and down as a year ends also, no?
No, with the due respect to you, okay, 2025, what could be your, you know, top line vision?
2025, you are saying what is your top line vision? I think we need to talk on that separately. We will talk on that separately along with SGA. We'll work on that.
All right. Would appreciate, you know, if you could just work on it and let's know. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question. I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Yeah, thank you so much for participating in the call. I hope you're able to answer all your questions. Any further questions, you can contact SGA. And we remain confident about the auto sector and our own performance. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Talwar, Mr. Taneja. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Talrose Automotive Components Limited, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.